Hello, this is Theodore Turner. It's Monday, June 24th, 2019. And our message today is going to be, they love you and want you to come home. I don't know how many of you have ever heard that song they sing in church sometimes. I'm going to try to sing it. I'm not much of a singer, but I'm going to try to sing a little bit of it. Come home, come home. Jesus is calling, come home. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. There's many of us that have quit going to church, and we don't want to go to church. We don't want to go to confession if you're a Catholic, or we don't want to go to the altar if you're a Protestant. We just feel like we've just failed so much. But you know, God even talked to Joshua about failing. He told Joshua not to fail, or it would hurt the people that he had to lead. Before I get too far along, talking about the reasons why you don't have to worry about failing and why you should come home to Jesus, or maybe even just go home to your family too. I've known people who have run away, or known of them, and they need to go home. Maybe your name's Jenny, or Tom, or Brian, or Mark, or John, or something like that, and you've been away from your home. You need to go home. You need to go back to your church too, probably, and quit being fearful of it. You may think, well, I did something. I stole money, or I hurt something, or I broke a window, or I crashed the car and couldn't pay for it, or I was addicted, and I insulted myself. Well, God wants you to come home. He'll meet you right where you're at if you want to come home, whether you have addiction or sins. Now, some people may not forgive you as easy, but it's likely that you could go home too. But today, let me tell you something. If you're not a Christian, or you're not sure you're a Christian, many of us aren't sure that we would die if we'd go to heaven. There's only a few things. It's like getting a driver's license to go to heaven. Once you do it, then you have God helping you with a lot of things. The first thing you need to know to make sure you're Christian is admit you're a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So you've got to admit you're a sinner. Most of us have done that, and we know that. I know that myself, and I've asked God to forgive me. Number two is you've got to be willing to turn from sin and admit that you're a sinner and say, I'm going to change, God. I want to do everything that I can. Acts 17:30 tells us, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17:30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at. Some people used to not repent. They just thought they could get by on their parents' salvation or something like that. You would need to believe that Jesus died on the cross for you. He came down here. He paid the price for you. It's like if you went to court and someone said, you're guilty. And that's what you would be if you weren't a Christian or you hadn't been forgiven. But someone stands up and says, I'll pay for their crime. I'll pay for it. I'll take the punishment. That's what Jesus did for us. It's like in a world court of eternity, Jesus came up and said, I'll take their punishment. John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. The next thing that you want us to understand is that God demonstrated his own love for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now you need to pray, and you need to be willing to confess openly that you're a Christian. So now what I would suggest is that you pray this prayer right here with me after I read one more verse. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In other words, you need to get saved. Romans 10:10, just remember that. Romans 10:10, like Rome fell in 10:10. Romans 10:10, look that verse up. The fourth thing now that you need to do is invite Jesus into your life. Ask him to become your personal Savior. Ask him to fill you with his guidance and his Holy Spirit. And confess publicly that you've accepted Jesus Christ in your life. And go somewhere and get baptized. And it's not all up to you, because the salvation, when you go to heaven, is by God's Spirit. Let me read a verse from Zechariah. says, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel," Zechariah 4:6. "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord by Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." It's not, and so what he's saying here is it's not by our might or our power, or it would be by our works, but it's by God's spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, and he makes us justified to go into heaven. And it's important that we do this, and he wants us to come home to him and to be a Christian. And I think also another thing is if you're not home, if you ran away or something like that, you need to ask God to help you, and then you need to go home. You need to go home, you need to be strong, you need to have good courage, like it says in Joshua 1:6 to Joshua. And it's someday you may have your own family and your own kids. And in verse 6 it says, "Be strong and of good courage, for this people you shall divide an inheritance, this land which I swore to your fathers to give to them." Joshua 1:7 says, "Be strong and very courageous." Now, many of us are afraid not to come back to church or to go home and to go to church. But you need to do that. You need to do that. You need to not be afraid nor discouraged. In verse 9, Joshua 1, it says, "Be not afraid. Be not..." It says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous." God commanded us to be strong and courageous. It's like the person who runs into a house to save someone during a fire that they're still able to run into and get the person out. He says, verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So you need to have the Holy Spirit in your life. You need to ask God to help you with the Holy Spirit. And remember that they love you and they want you to come home. No matter what you've done, they want you to come home. Your parents, Jesus, the angels, God. It says in heaven that if even one person becomes a Christian, all the angels in heaven rejoice. I believe it says all of them. And we need to learn. Once we've gotten back home, we need to learn. Galatians 5:22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith." And it says that we need to walk in the Spirit. That means we need to try to do these things. We need to try to forgive people. Because there's another verse that says, if we don't forgive, we won't be forgiven. So we have to forgive people. It's not easy sometimes. And we have to learn to not be afraid. There's so many reasons that we have to not be afraid. And there's so many reasons that we'll give ourselves that we have to. Because fear is like dread that comes on us sometimes. 2 Timothy 1:7 talks about this dread. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." And the spirit of fear is dread. Most people define it as that. Let me read that again. 2 Timothy 1:7. "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Normal fear is an emotion that God gives us that's very normal. It tells us to stay away from a bear, tells us to stay away from a mean-looking dog or cat or something. But dread is the kind of fear you get when it keeps you from doing something, like you don't go home when you ran away, or you don't go back to church because you're afraid. Well, you have to put that fear away. Remember that God is there with you and that He'll help you. You can't be so afraid that you won't go back to church or won't go home. They love you and they want you to come home. No matter what you've done, they want you to come home. That's the way most parents are, and most churches are that way too. But dread will stop you. It'll stop you from God's plan. And if you're a young man or a young woman, you may need to go back. It may be that you're supposed to get married and raise a family. And it's very important that those kids are born. And you have to go back there and do the kind of things you're supposed to. And have courage. You don't want to have a fight like in 1 Chronicles 11:23. There was a man, Benaniah, I believe it was. He slew an Egyptian that was great stature, 5 cubits high, and in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. Now that's the kind of verse that reminds you what you might have to do in a war. But we have to fight our fear, fight the fear, and turn the fear into faith. The three F's, fight the fear and turn the fear into faith. And the faith is believing that God will do what He's done in the past and He'll do for us now. And it's so important that we learn that we've got God on our side. And if He's done a miracle for us before, He'll do it for us again. And we have to learn the real things of God are peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's like Romans 14 says, "For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink and righteousness and peace, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." There's so many people that think they have to get together and eat together and do stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just great. But the real kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And we still have to be strong for our children and for our kids and for the people around us, even our enemies. If we don't act strong, our enemies will be more likely to come after us. Just don't forget, God loves you and wants you to come home to church. Your family loves you and wants you to come home. There may be a few of them that are mean, especially when they're younger, they can be real mean. But we have to remember 2 Timothy 1:7, "The spirit of fear, which is dread, isn't from God." 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." And sometimes you may have fear of something else other than just going home, like a change in life, like maybe you become divorced or something like that, and you just don't know what to do and you're afraid to face your family. Well, courage is having fear and doing your job anyway. Like you may have to go do something, go to your job, get someone to take care of your kids if you have to. And remember, it's sort of a courage to do things we need to. It's like the fireman that runs into a house and saves someone or saves a baby and brings it out. And remember, God is with you. Even in the Old Testament, God told Joshua, "Be strong and of good courage, for I'm with you." And remember, you got to do this for your people's sake, for your family's sake, and because your enemies need to know that you're strong. God loves you and wants you to come home no matter what you've done. Your parents probably also, at least one or two of them, or your relatives, your grandma, your aunt, they love you and want you to come home no matter what you've done. There's almost always a relative you can go home to. So you need to be a God warrior and not a worrier. Be a warrior for God and not a worrier. In other words, go out and face the world. Face the world. You don't have to have a big battle like a man on a battlefield. But just remember to ask God to give you boldness and courage and do the things you're supposed to. And don't be afraid. And have courage and ask God to give you the wisdom to know what to do. And ask for things in Jesus' name. Jesus said, "Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, it shall be done." And don't forget that Jesus is watching out for you, and He wants you to come home. They want you to come home. Jesus wants you to come home. So come home. And remember, Jesus loves you. And He's going to see you in heaven someday. Come home. Come home, Jesus is calling, come home. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.